Welcome to a live preaching message from the Manhattan branch of Lycos International Church in New York City, where the Word of God is imparted clearly, practically, and comprehensively for present-day living. Our aim is to provide a solid foundation of Bible-based instruction to our church members to equip them to preach and teach the gospel wherever they might be. Join us for a life-changing experience as you listen to this message.
Lord, for your labor.
Now this one, you know, find a brother next to you and say, brother, be nice. Is there a brother? Is there any gentleman around? Like, do you see anybody? Tell one that you can tell. It's not everybody you can tell, but tell one you can tell. Say, brother, you got to be nice. One more time, tell him, brother, you got to be nice. Amen, amen.
Maturity, spirituality, oh, show her you're responsible. A really nice guy, love her with God's love, yeah. Show her you're a man with feelings, yeah.
Be nice, so nice
and caring, oh, you gotta show your first love.
Be nice, so nice
and caring, oh yeah. That's how you show your first love. Oh brother, how do you treat your girl? Rise up and be a gentleman no more. Village ways, walk with her and talk with her. Spend some money, take her introduce her everywhere. Tell her nice things, that she's really nice, and you're so very glad to be with her.
Be nice, so nice
and caring, oh, you got to show your first love.
Be nice, so nice
and caring.
Why don't you raise up onto your feet? Let's dance to the Lord. Come on. I'm sure many of you remember those days.
Open the door.
Look at the west.
Hold her hand.
Come on, be nice to somebody. Look at the person's face and say, be nice to me. Be nice.
She is on your mind.
Come on.
Make her happy. And take the time to be with her.
Let it go.
Come
on.
Make her special. Yes, the one and only.
Girl in your life. Come on.
Be nice, so nice
and caring.
This time it's in the house of the Lord.
Show your first
not
love.
Out there. Come on.
Be nice, so nice.
Oh, and caring, yeah. You gotta show your first love. So keep the standard, yeah, for the greater love. Up and work hard, yeah. Don't be lazy. Be a strong bishop, not a good man. Show some real love. Hey,
real love.
Be an A1 brother. That's what we
and
want to see.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, brother, make her happy, yeah. That is the reason you will marry her.
Lead
her,
come on.
Then enjoy her. You're the man, so you must be strong. Be a strong man.
Be a strong man.
No, you must be firm and responsible. Oh, do it with first love, yeah. Be the head, but be her friend.
Be nice, so nice
and caring, oh, you gotta show your first love.
Be nice, so nice,
oh,
nice
and caring,
so nice.
Yeah, you
caring.
Gotta show your first. Tell a brother,
be nice, so nice,
be nice, it's
so nice,
be nice,
it's so nice.
Come on,
oh, send her a text,
so nice.
And give her a call,
so nice.
Say, baby, I love. Say, baby, I need you. Say, baby, I want you. Oh, yeah. Gotta be You gotta be an A1 lover. That's what we wanna see.
Give a praise unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Being nice is a blessing. Hallelujah. You know, when it is genuine, it quenches everything. Are you with me? Yesterday, we were on our way to the wedding place, and I think this weekend has been a blessing. Hallelujah. I say it's a great blessing. Celebration is something that we must all endeavor to do. I remember Episcopal Sister Adelaide, anytime if you are close to her, you talk to her, she will tell you that we must celebrate life, birthdays, weddings. Are you with me, please? Yeah. Because if you want to finish everything you are doing before you do certain things, guess what? You will not finish. I mean, the things are not meant for you to finish. That is what I will say. Are you with me, please? You just have all the things that you are trying to achieve, even the bills that you want to finish before you do something. Hallelujah. So, the weekend is really indeed a blessing. So, yesterday somehow, the traffic, even yesterday, and I'm sure in New York City, around Cross Bronx, George Washington, the whole summer, so I had 1.4 miles to get to the wedding place. And then I was supposed to make a right turn. I was telling Pastor Nana. Then I missed the turn by maybe 50 feet. So I decided to see if I can back up and then make the turn. I don't know where this guy was coming from. Right behind me, crossing behind me to also where I was going, I just ran into him like that as I was backing. And you come back up on a high road. Are you with me? But I also ran in late a little bit. So then the other person who was behind the other guy started screaming. So you should hear two white people, the number of curses that they rained upon me. And I was quiet in the vehicle. So eventually, the guy that his vehicle was affected came out and came to the side. Are you okay? This, that. Then I brought the mirror down and I just said the word, I'm very sorry. No, you are sorry. Can't you see? Then I came down and I was wearing my minister collar and everything. I said, I'm very sorry. I'm going to officiate a wedding and I'm late. And it's not like, sometimes you can officiate a wedding that you are charging. You are just helping two young people to come put their lives together nicely. Then the guy became quiet. And then he said, then the other guy came out of his car. Take my number. I'm a witness. Call the cops right now. Call the cops. This guy is something. I don't want to use the words because we don't like to hear the words. I just look at the person and then he left. So the guy was like, so what should we do? I said, I'm going to call the cops now. I said, you don't need to call the cops. It will take them about 1 hour for them to come. And then the time, everything, said, what can we do now? He said, then you have to give me $500. I said, $500? I said, yeah, then I will call the cops. I put two and two together. He said, you know what? If that is what we can settle so that I can go to the wedding fast. Because I was communicating with Pastor Nana, we knew that I was late. Because that's why Brother Julian stepped in. And I begged the guy, literally. And so when I started begging and he saw that I'm a pastor, then he calmed down. I'm saying this to add to the song that when you are nice, because my insurance deductible is $500. So even if it goes to the insurance, they will ask me to pay the $500. And before they will settle the guy, and guess what? My premium next year. Can you imagine? So I settled it. I asked him, do you have Zelle? He said, I don't have Zelle. I said, what can we do? Do you have Venmo? He said, I don't have Venmo. I don't do any of those things. I said, okay. Can you go to ATM? And then I said, where is the ATM in New Rochelle here? I don't know. He said, there's a shopping mall right there. Let's go. So when we got there, he said, I was surprised when the guy was cursing you and then you didn't say anything. I said, I don't have to say anything. What can I say? So I gave him the money. I said, oh, you are a very nice person. You know, what's your name? Then now that you are going to ask my name. What I'm saying is that, brethren, let's be nice. And not only outside, at home, among ourselves, in the house. In among ourselves, we will hurt each other. But anytime, trust God and have that strength. I said, trust God and have that strength. That said, be a strong. Once I'm part of the word, say, be strong man. It takes strength to be nice because your natural tendency is to vent out what you want to buy. When you keep it in and handle it well, it brings victory. May God help all of us in Jesus' name. Amen. Please sit down and take your seat in the presence. We are grateful this summer. Lord, we have come, Lord. May you speak to us, teach us, show us the way, and help us to discern your word. Take it with faith. Receive it. Let more light be shown unto our lives and our homes and our roofs, Lord, through your word, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. And we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Zephaniah chapter 3. Hallelujah. Zephaniah chapter 3. Verse 17.
God is the mystery.
Zephaniah, if you feel hot a little bit, you should come to the front. These things, they help a little bit. Hallelujah. In fact, they help. If you feel hot, you come to the front and move forward a little bit, and it will be much better for you. Zephaniah chapter 3, 17. We've been talking about the presence of God.
Amen.
The presence of God. Are you with me?
Oh, yes.
Last week, I just shared with you living to please God. That was something I just diverted a little bit for all of us and for also the younger ones who are getting ready to go to college. Hallelujah. Zephaniah. The Bible says, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee. What is the presence of God? That is the question I would like to ask. What is the presence of God? Is it the anointing? Is it the spirit in us? Is it the spirit among us or with us? What is it? Hallelujah. You see how we meditate on the word. You ask the question and then you are trusting God to give you an answer. What is the presence of God? So, Zephaniah will give us a little bit of insight. You know, it says that the Lord thy God in the midst, God being with us, you know, God, it comes to us. In the Old Testament, God was coming in two ways. Hallelujah. God with them and God, and then, what? No, in fact, it's the only one way. God was with them. The ark of God was always with them. Was among, with, is the same as in the midst, among them. Hallelujah. Everywhere they were going, that is why when the Philistines came for the ark of God, their goal and their everything was to go for it. Because with the ark of God, everything will be possible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That was the presence of God. Are you with me? Yes. So Zephaniah said, the Lord thy God. Zephaniah is the Old Testament or the New Testament? Hallelujah. Amen. In the midst of thee is what? Is mighty. So you find out that in the Old Testament, any time the ark was very active, was being handled well, they have a lot of victories. Hallelujah. And it says that he will, number one, save you. You see, it comes with blessings. And then he started listing them. The God thy God in the midst of us, that means the presence of God, it comes with salvation, it comes with liberty, hallelujah. And then it says that it comes with what? Joy. You rejoice over thee with joy. There won't be any peace, there's no peace, there won't be joy. That is why the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and then the next one is what? The joy of the Lord. Are you with me, please? Yeah. And then it says that, so the Lord, it will come, the Lord, the presence of God comes with salvation. It comes with joy. And then he says that he will rest in his love and he will joy over thee with singing. Without the peace and the joy of the Lord, it's not easy to sing. Hallelujah. He's mighty. He brings victory. He brings, you cannot be destroyed in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Amen. But the presence of God, you know, if you read in the New Testament, everything changed. Apart from God being with us, he also comes upon us, which is the anointing. Hallelujah. And then in us, Paul said, know ye not that your body is the temple of what? Of God. I think it's 1 Corinthians, is it 6? 1 Corinthians 6. Can you check for us, please? 1 Corinthians 6:19, please. 1 Corinthians. He said, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in what? Is what? Is in you. Hallelujah. So our dispensation is far better. Far, far, far better. The Lord is among us. Not only the Lord is among us, but the Lord is upon us. That is the anointing. He causes you to do certain things. That means you can have the anointing, but you cannot have the presence of God. Can I say it again? You can have the anointing that is upon you to do certain things. Hallelujah. Because the gifts and the callings of God, they are without what? Repentance. When the anointing is upon you, it's upon you. But it does not mean that you have the presence of God. That means you can have the anointing, but you will not have the benefits of Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. Am I saying it well? Yes. Can you say amen? I know that many of you are tired a little bit. That is why I told Pastor Nana that today we should make the service short so that we all go home and rest. Is it a good thing?
A very good thing.
But Reverend, what about if I also did not go to the program? Hallelujah. Amen. You know, and then if you read, let's read. Holy Spirit, help me. You're coming along. Are you with me, please? Should I teach?
Yes.
Let's read Luke chapter 4. Luke 4, 18. Come along with me, please. I just want to let us understand that if we have the presence of God, we have everything. You will have the anointing. You will have the Holy Spirit in you, and you will have the He Himself with you. And that is where you have everything. Hallelujah. You see that Jesus answers 18. The Spirit. 18. Yes, Pastor Nana.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
The Spirit of the Lord is what?
Upon me.
Upon me. If it is your Bible, if it's me, I will underline, it's upon me. That is the anointing. And when anointing comes, what can you do?
Because he had anointed me to preach the gospel.
You preach the gospel to the poor.
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
You have healing ministry.
To preach deliverance to the
captive. You preach deliverance to the captive.
And recovering of sight to the blind.
You bring eye opening.
Yes.
You bring more light into people's life. Hallelujah. Then the next one.
And set at liberty.
You set at liberty. When the light is coming, suddenly you become aware.
Amen.
And then you begin to have the liberty that you need to have.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It comes from the anointing upon you. And I'm saying that the anointing upon you is different from the presence of God.
That's right.
If you have others too, can you say amen, please?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then the next one, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, or God in us. John chapter 14,
oh, yes.
16 to 17.
John 14, 16 to 17. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Jesus Christ.
Jesus is speaking here.
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter.
He shall give us another comforter.
That he may abide with you forever.
Yes.
Verse 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive.
Even the Spirit of truth.
Which is the Holy
whom
Spirit.
Whom the world cannot receive.
Because
it seeth
him not. He seeth him not.
He seeth him not. Neither knowing him.
But ye know him.
But you and I. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We know him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And for he dwelleth what?
With you.
With us.
And shall be in you.
And shall be what?
In you.
So this verse gives us the other two. The Lord with us and the Lord in us.
Oh, yes.
Number one, the Lord, the God upon us, the Holy Spirit upon us, the Holy Spirit with us and the Holy Spirit in us.
That's right.
In us.
God the Son, God the Father.
Hallelujah.
The Spirit. Yes.
And we need the three. And I'm saying that it's the presence of God that takes over the whole umbrella. Hallelujah. He takes
Amen.
Care of
yes.
everything.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes, please.
Why was I saying that being anointed is different from having the presence of God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Judges chapter 16. And one of the things I want us to take with us today is that let's crave for the presence of God.
Amen.
Let's pray for the presence of God.
Amen.
Having the anointing, it cannot cut it alone, cannot cut it by itself. We need the presence of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To be able to walk victoriously, live a glorious life. Unto the living God.
Yes.
The victory said that the enemy cannot handle us or touch us. It comes with the presence of God.
Amen.
That's why he is mighty when he is with us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here, please?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Judges chapter 16.
Yes.
We are looking at the life of Samson. Verse 20.
Judges 16:20.
I'm almost done.
Preach. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And
this is when you know the story. This is when Samson found his head upon the lap of Delilah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell the next brother sitting by you, it's not every lamp that you put your head on. Because some of them, by the time you remove your head, something else has been taken away from your brain.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me, please?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He says that he woke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as the other time before and shake myself. And he wished not that the Lord, the other wished is an old English word. He did not know that the Lord, the anointing, had departed. That is the anointing.
The power of woman.
It departed. Hallelujah. The presence of God had been taken away. That's it. So you can see what can take the presence of God away from you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Samuel chapter 16. Verse Samuel 16, verse 13.
Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Verse 14. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him.
Can you see that?
Oh, yes.
The anointing always is for a purpose, for a reason. You can have anointing to be a king. You can have anointing to be a good husband. You can have anointing to be a good wife. You can have anointing to be a good builder. Remember in the book of Exodus, God said to Moses, this particular guy, hallelujah, that Bezalel, I have anointed him particularly to help you to build the ark of God. Brethren, are you with me?
Oh, yes.
So the anointing is, so you can have anointing to do healing. You can have anointing to have prophetic word. You can have anointing to have word of revelation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is why anything that you need help, you need to do, trust God and pray for that anointing to help you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can have anointing to be a good father.
Amen.
It's not easy to be a father, especially the days that we are in.
Now, in this era.
Yesterday, when the father was crying, you can see that it takes a lot. The father of Mr. Quay. Do you know Mr. Quay? Right now, it's not, hey, Eugene. No more, hey, Eugene, please. He's called Mr. Quay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me, please?
Oh, yes.
You know, the father of the bride was crying because of what the daughter was saying. It doesn't take Pastor Nana just sitting aloof, and your daughter will come and say this, and you become even emotional. Among a lot of people, a big man was really crying. Because you look at the investment, the time, the counsel, everything. It takes a lot to raise a good child, well-cultured child, very respectful child. If you're a parent here, I'm sure you will testify with what I'm saying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are times that you don't even know the formula. There are times that you don't even know what to do. There are times that all your talking, you have exhausted all of them.
That's right.
And I'm a father and I know what I'm talking about. You wish you said it once and it will be taken. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me? You can have an anointing to be a good mother. A good mother, a great example to your children. You can have an anointing to be a good wife and a husband. You can have an anointing to be a good employee, because many people can also not receive managers. Do you know that many people cannot take instructions?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. I don't like you to instruct me. Allow me to do what I want. I know what I'm doing. How many have heard that before? Yes, you know what you are doing. But why don't you just listen and add to what you know it already? Wow. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you with me, please? So God gave the anointing to Saul just for leadership. So when he said that I will not allow him to lead again, then I need to take the spirit. I need somebody to come in. And anointing, you cannot just move it from here to here, from here. It's for a purpose. So once you've lost the purpose, we just take it away and give it. And because and our nature is said that you cannot live your life in a vacuum. When the thing is taken away, something else should come in. And unfortunately, evil spirit entered him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we all know, but the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here with me, please?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Troubled him. We know this story that Saul stayed on for more than 10 years to be a king. That means the anointing, that is why the gift and the calling of God is without repentance, is Romans what?
Romans
11, 29. Hallelujah. Amen. Because of that, that's why Paul said that the anointing was still upon him. But the presence of God had left him. The presence of God left him completely. Left him. So you find out that they were losing a lot of battles. It took the one, if you read the one that we read, it's 1 Samuel 17. It's 1 Samuel 16 that the Goliath episode even came in. The one that the spirit came upon, the presence of God was with him. He was the one who led the people to have victory over the Philistines.
Amen.
That is why he wondered, why this topic? Why the presence of God? Why the presence of God? We need the presence of God. If you can see that in the end, the battles and the difficulties, we need to cry unto the Lord to be with him. That is why David knew that, because at a point he had opportunity to execute Saul, the person that you know that you are going to replace, was chasing you, looking for you to kill you. At a point you had opportunity to kill. How many agree with me that if he's left with any of us here, we will just eliminate him and take over the kingship? True or false? Yeah. That is why there was an odor of opportunity even to do that in 1 Samuel 25. But it took a wise lady to say that if you kill this person, we don't know what else. Because think about it. The person that God is calling you to lead, now you have started killing them. And it truly is, was one of the tests. Doesn't matter if David had killed Nabal, maybe God would have changed everything.
Oh, yes.
It was a test.
Yes.
It was a test. And thank God that sometimes you see beyond, you see through a good counsel. It's always my prayer that when a counsel comes and it's a good thing, I will see through and receive it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me, please?
Oh, yeah.
David did not make it like you are a woman. Many brothers cannot receive advice from a woman. And more so, now that you have become very powerful, that you are the next king, and then a young lady will come stand in front of you and say, don't do this, my Lord. Rather do A, B, C. And took it. It's a sign of why God was really with him. Because of that episode, he saw that when the presence of God leads me, I cannot be successful. So if you read Psalm 51, he says that do not take away. You can take everything, but do not take away your presence from me. If I have understood, why don't you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me, please? Psalm 51, verse 11. Oh, thank you. God bless you. You have cast me not away from thy presence, because the day that God moves away from you, guess what? It's like you have security and suddenly they have removed all the security. The revelation has come into me even in the story of Job. The enemy said, is it not because you have formed a hedge around him? Is it not because your presence has circled him? Is it not because you have fortified his walls? Is it not because you have fortified his children? Is it not because you have fortified his businesses? Is it not because you have fortified even his body and his health?
Amen.
Pastor Nana,
yes.
Can you see that?
Of course.
Can you see the revelation?
Absolutely.
Is it not because? And this guy was going to and fro, up and down. And brothers and sisters, let's please take this today. That today's safety does not guarantee tomorrow's safety. It is not like that. In the kingdom, it is not like that. If you check the battles of the Israelites, they win today, they lose tomorrow. Why? Because the enemy is always around us, looking for a loophole and opportunity to pounce on us. That is why daily prayer and daily seeking the face of God is so critical for everything that we are doing. Oh, I thought you would say amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Today, victory, today, peace, today, success cannot guarantee you that tomorrow will be the same. It cannot. It cannot. It cannot. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like, there are days that, especially when you fast and you pray for some days for your life, you feel like you want to relax, you know, you have done, wait and chill a little bit. Yeah. That will be the time that the enemy will even come more. Yeah. Right after Jesus Christ fasted and prayed, the guy came back again and said, three temptations.
It's wild.
Wow.
Very wild. Jesus is wild.
The day that you are saying that God should deliver you from all these ladies and brothers disturbing you, you don't want to do this, you don't want to, that will be the day that the person that you don't want to see will call you for lunch or dinner or vacation. Yeah. So I've been thinking about you the whole day, and I have this gift.
Your ex.
You know, it's upon me. First class ticket to Bahamas for 3 nights. You have nothing. You just take your bag and come. Even if you don't have any clothes, don't worry. I will buy you summer stuff over there.
Hey!
You wonder, Lord, the fast and the prayer didn't work. I thought you would cut out this guy out of my life. No.
Don't answer one. Don't answer two. Don't answer four.
Don't answer five.
I'm telling you.
And if he is not the old person, you will step out that day and you will meet somehow one person, first time in your life, and this person will begin to, wow, you look very pretty. What's your name? Where are you from? You look like somebody that I've met before. But then you wonder why this guy is just rapping me like that. And now, after everything, sir. Oh, please, is it okay if I can have your number? You know, you wonder whether you should give the number or you shouldn't give the number. And as you are going,
You move two steps and turn. The guy is still looking at you and smiling. Say that this guy is very nice and pleasant, you know. And immediately GQ, like Pastor Nana,
mercy,
your head will be spinning
mercy
a little bit.
Mercy. Manga swag.
The next one, Samson. So we've checked Saul, that the presence, the anointing can be upon you, but without the presence,
your life
can go somehow, some way, somewhere that you will not be happy. Samson. Judges 16, 28 to 30.
And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me. I pray thee only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. Verse 29. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood, and on which it was borne up, of the one with his right hand and the other with his left. Verse 30. And Samson said, let me die with Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew
at his death were more than
they which he slew.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow. The gift was still there.
Yes.
God had left him, but the gift was still there.
The anointing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the anointing per se can not only protect you, it is the presence of God. That is what we are trying to communicate here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me, dear brethren?
Yes.
Yeah. It's the presence of God. And that is why I think that we must all start to meditate. What can we do to bring us to the presence of God again? What can we do? And the last one we want to look at is Judas. John chapter 13.
Judas.
John chapter 13. Let's read from AMPC, from 26. John 13, 26.
American version, please.
AMPC.
Jesus answered, it is the one to whom I am going to give this morsel bit of food after I have dipped it. So when he had dipped the morsel of bread into the dish, he gave it to Judas, Simon Iscariot's son. 27. Then after he had taken the bit of food, Satan entered into and took possession of Judas.
Satan entered into him. So, before this, where was Satan?
Outside of him.
Outside of what?
Of him.
Outside of him. And that is what every child of God should understand. That is why we have to be careful in our anger, what we say. Because he is not omniscient. Until you say it, he cannot know it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me? I said, until you open your mouth to say it, when you say that this marriage will kill me, then Satan will begin to work with that statement and make sure this thing will do what you have said. When the Israelites were saying that, you know, Moses, is it that because you brought us from Egypt to here just to come and kill us and do this? One day, when God appeared to Moses, he said, exactly what they have said. That is what I'm going to do.
Mercy. Mercy.
So, brethren, let us be part of us as a child of God We say, many of us, Apache, we have heard this over and over and over. But in our unguarded moment, we forget the word of God. We forget what we are saying now. And then you begin to say things. Confess positive things into your life.
Amen.
This bill, it will not kill you. If the bill will kill you, it might kill you the day you came. When they said you are a valued customer and they gave you a credit card that you started going into the credit card bills and you started, at that time it didn't kill you. How much more now when you see a valued customer, you yourself, you know that this is not the right word for you to use on me.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Say positive things.
Say positive things. Confess good things.
I'm the head and not the tail. My children are kings. My children are queens. It doesn't matter what you are seeing now. You confess what you want.
Right.
I am a builder. I am a child of God. I'm blessed by the grace of God.
Amen.
Mercy, goodness, and mercies, they are always following me.
Yes.
They are always following me. That is why anytime you ask me, Rev, how are you doing? I say, grace and mercy.
Amen.
Because that is what God is using to keep me. With my own strength, I can't do anything. It is only His grace. And when the mercies of God find me, then in my mistake, He winks His eyes and allow me to live.
Oh, yes.
Am I saying something here, please?
Very powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. Because left to us alone, what can we do? What can we do? What can we do?
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me, brethren?
Oh, yes.
Because the world has said that there are many things we cannot control. Look at what is going on now. If you wanted President Biden to be the next president again, guess what? Can you call him and advise him that, you know what, I was going to really vote for you. I don't know why you have resigned. So why don't you just change your mind and come back again? Can you?
No.
Or you don't vote?
Oh, we vote.
Yeah. We can't.
We can't.
I don't want President... Look, I'm praying that since the day that former President Trump lost the election, you made the cross. Thank God. This man will not come back again. We would not like to see him again, Lord. Lord, look at today. What can you control? Nothing. Nothing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Jesus, Satan entered into and took possession of Judah. That is why there are certain arguments. It starts slowly, small. Then suddenly, as if they have put fire under the thing. And after you settle down and everything is done, you ask yourself, where from this? How many have been there? Or you've seen somebody who have been there before? Yeah. I said, now you ask yourself, so where from this?
The enemy is at work.
One time, I don't know, around 11 p.m. there, you know, and getting to midnight, sometimes we like to pray together. We have scheduled everything. And I think around 11:15, I don't know what LP, why he said what she said. Reverend, can you tell us what she said? I can't remember now. When I remember, I'll tell you. Then suddenly, it was like a fire. Then when she asked me, 12 o'clock, so can we pray now? I said, in this condition, I will not do it. But Selena, can you imagine?
Oh, yes, you can.
Then the following day, we started hearing certain things. And then she said that, this is why we shouldn't argue or say certain things, because the enemy didn't want us to pray and came at us.
Oh, yes.
And I told her that when the thing came to mind, why didn't you also keep it quiet and not say anything?
The work of the Holy Spirit. being silent is also the work of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It's true. Being silent is also the work of the
Holy Spirit. Where came from that statement? Where came that suddenly the prayer of warfare and the list we had, even the church was on it, that suddenly it has quenched?
Amen.
Why? Because if you allow him, he's around.
Yes.
All the time. He's here. He's here. By the time you get home, he's waiting for you there. Even the lunch can even be a fight. How can you plan that you are going on vacation and you get to the vacation place and the food that you will eat will become a quarrel? The food. This one says, I will eat Thai food. This one says, I will eat Chinese. Thai food, Chinese. Thai food. Then I don't want to eat at all. And then you just take Uber and you go back to the hotel. How?
The devil's argument.
Jesus said to him, what are you going to do? Do more swiftly than you seem to intend and make. That is why your intentions are so critical to God. What you intend to do, God is looking at it. And God says something to Cain, that the enemy is at your door. Master it. Is that a word? Genesis chapter 4. Look for that word for me. The enemy is at your door. Cain and Abel. Sorry, Pastor Lena. When Cain killed Abel, God came. God said something there. Please.
Then after he had taken a...
No, this is not there.
Genesis 4.
Genesis 4. But take your time. Yes. Look for it for me, please. Yeah?
But unto Cain and his offering. Verse 4. I'll start from 1.
If you do... Genesis 4, 7. If you do well, will you not be accepted? God is counseling Cain. And if you do not do well, sin crouches at your door. Its desire is what?
It's for you.
Its desire is what?
It's for you.
Is what?
It's
for you and I. Including the pastor.
Yes.
It's crouching at the door. So you know how if you have cat, you have dog, and you lock the door outside, see that the dog will be scratching. I want to come inside. If you open the door, they won't even allow you to say, come in or go. They will just pass you and then go inside.
That's it.
If you don't close the door, the enemy will come. And guess what? It's desire, but you must what? Master it. Master it. Master it. And it comes by the presence of God. It comes by the presence of God. Master it. Understand. That means a certain thing when they are coming, see it from afar. See it from afar. That is why any time that something comes, it's coming into me, even among the brethren to me, I just quench it fast. I said, this thing is not the person. It's the enemy coming against the church. It depends how I will handle it. That is how it will go.
It's of the devil.
Yeah.
It's not the
situation. Then the next one. Let's see the next one. What does it say?
Verse 8.
And Cain said to his brother,
Let us go out to the field.
Uh-huh.
And when they were in the field, Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. The enemy has come.
Can you see? He couldn't master it. God came, gave the counsel. He still couldn't master it. What is it that you have to master today to save your precious soul,
Amen.
To save your joy?
Amen.
This guy was not the same again. The blood of his brother. Anytime blood is poured on the ground, it doesn't die. It cries out. And that is what the blood of Jesus is for.
Amen.
It's always crying out for what it came to do.
Amen.
To save you and I. That is why sometimes we need to state it. the blood of Jesus is against you because the blood of Jesus is not dead. If Cain's, Abel's blood did not die, the blood of Jesus will not die. And Paul said it. It's far better than the blood of Abel. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you learning something today?
Oh, yes.
If you can really please understand this, I believe that our life will change, our homes will change, our finances will change, our health will change. Yes, it's true that you have pain in your body, but do you accept it?
No. Do you accept
it? Yeah. There's this man of God, I'm sure many of you are listening to him, you know, Pastor Eze. You see, if you listen to his prayer carefully, he uses the word of God against the enemy. He says, and the breakthrough that people have, he speaks the word of God and says that, Satan, you are a liar. It is not true. Therefore, he speaks the word to reverse it. Yes. That is the doctor's report that they have given to you. But do you believe it? Will you accept it? Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me, please? Let's begin to use the word of God against the enemy.
You are preaching.
Let's rise up to really know who we are. We are victorious in everything. When the presence of God is with us, I tell you, we will win. It doesn't come in one day. If what you want to see in your children, it is not one day that you will see it. Have the dream for them. Know the end. Know the expectation. That is what the Bible says. So I know the plans I have towards you. It is an expected end. It's a plan to bring you to an expected end. What is your expectation?
Lord, show me my expectation.
If you don't have status, what is your expectation?
Lord,
the day that I step into this nation with visitor's visa, my expectation was that I will become American citizen. That was my expectation. In the between the time from the visitor's visa to the becoming a citizen, there were so many things that happened at that time to the point that one time they told me I should bring my work authorization. And I was the only breadwinner at that time, and I didn't have it. I didn't have the work authorization. Brethren, are you with me, please? But because I had an expected end, it doesn't matter what is happening in between here. I see God bringing you to an expected end.
Amen.
I say, I see God bringing you to an expected end.
Amen.
I see God bringing our children to an expected end.
Amen.
Have expectation for your children.
Amen.
Have expectation for your career.
Amen.
Have expectation for your future.
Hallelujah.
Have expectation for your marriage.
Amen.
I have expectation that no matter what I go through,
amen,
I will still stay in the marriage.
Oh, yes.
It does not mean that I will not fight, I will not quarrel,
no.
I will not. It doesn't mean that. Oh, yes.
It's part of the journey.
Ah, I'm not an angel. I'm not a perfect person.
No one
the
is.
Person that God has given to me is not a perfect person. Yesterday, Reverend Osen says that many people dwell on the negative aspect of the marriage and they forget about the milk and the honey.
Amen.
Our eyes are on the giants, the difficult things, the things that we can't, even the giants, look at their size. If you read the Bible carefully, you find out that their sizes were, you said they became like grasshoppers. You think about it. A grasshopper is something small under your feet. Therefore, a giant is standing right there, and then behind, around the giant, there are milk and honey. What will you do? Rise up onto your feet,
what
brethren.
What would you do? What would you do? What a word. Wow.
Oh, are you giving clap offering unto the Lord or to a human being? Yeah. Lift up your hand. The Lord thy God.
God in the midst of thee, he is a mighty.
Yeah, do we have the soundtrack? Yes, please. Kofi, if you can help us with that. If possible. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee. We are closing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hey, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. If you don't, that's less. It's okay if you are okay. Lord, we honor you, Lord, this afternoon. Thank you. Thank you. It's your presence that we need. Help us, oh God, with this understanding and the revelations, Lord. Help us, help us, help us, help us. Let your grace abound, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
That give us the strength to wait upon you.
Oh, yes.
Because it's your presence that we need. Lord, if the anointing has deceived us, oh Lord, we ask, oh God, that Lord, let your presence take over. Let your presence take over our marriages. Let your presence take over our health. Let your presence take over our strength. Let your presence take over our relationships and our marriages. Let your presence take over our finances in the name of Jesus. Our spiritual growth, Lord. Let your presence take over. We bless you and we honor you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving.
Amen.
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 I think you put your hands together for Jesus, and let's take our seats as we take our tithe.
We hope you have been blessed. Come join us for any of our services. Contact us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Lycos Manhattan. That's Lycos, LAIKOS Manhattan. You can also email us at lci.newyork@gmail.com. Visit us on the web at www.lcimanhattan.com.